Hi. This week the question is the church teaching religious relativism? In other words, why do some churches teach that what God leads one man to do is not necessarily what he will lead others to do? Relativism is a very serious problem in America, and it's spilling over into religion. First, in society, our young people are being taught relativism concerning moral issues. They're being taught, for example, what's wrong for you may not be wrong for someone else. In other words, abortion may be wrong for you, but that doesn't make it wrong for others. Fornication may be wrong for you, but under certain circumstances, it may be acceptable for others. Again, relativism argues, what right do you have to impose your values on others? As a result of this philosophy, we now have a generation of young people who do not believe there are definite moral principles that make some things always right and other things always wrong. Well, number two, this philosophy is also being taught by preachers concerning religious matters. For example, some preachers teach what's wrong for one church to do may not be necessarily wrong for another church to do. For example, allowing women to speak in church may have been wrong in the Bible days for the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 34 and 35, but it may be acceptable by other churches in other circumstances. Sprinkling for baptism may be wrong for some people, but under certain circumstances, like sickness, why, it may be perfectly all right. Baptism may have been necessary for the Jews on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2, verse 38, but under other circumstances, people can be saved without being baptized. In other words, our young people are being taught in public schools that every moral issue is relative, depending on the circumstances and the people involved. Sometimes they may be right or wrong, but we cannot say with certainty that some things are always right and other things are always wrong. And likewise, American churchgoers are being indoctrinated with a similar idea that every religious issue is relative. Depending on what the circumstances are and the people involved, something may be right or wrong, but we cannot say with certainty that some religious practices are always right and other things are always wrong. Now, no apostle or prophet in the Bible ever taught or suggested that things are relative in religion. Listen carefully to some of these passages. In Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, the apostle says, "Even if we," that means the apostles, "even if we apostles or angels from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we've said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed." In Matthew 24, verse 35, the Bible says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." In Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19, the apostle says, "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book." Now, the point of all of these passages is that the New Testament scriptures form the standard of religious and moral authority today. The New Testament scriptures are God's final and unchangeable standard for men and women today. Unlike the Old Testament scriptures, the New Testament scriptures will not be nullified, replaced, or amended. In Hebrews 5 and verse 9, the Bible says, "Having been perfected, Jesus became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him." In 1 Peter 1:22, the Bible says, "You have purified your souls in obeying the truth." In Romans 6, verse 17, "God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." All of these passages are saying the same thing. They're saying, if anyone wishes to be saved, they must obey what Jesus said in the New Testament Scriptures. The New Testament Scriptures will not change or be amended. Therefore, in all religious and moral matters, there is no such thing as relativism. All men must do the same thing to get saved. All men must do the same thing to stay saved. All men must worship in the same way. My friend, if your church teaches that things are relative in religious and moral issues, you need to consider seriously about leaving and becoming part of a congregation that views God's inerrant word as the absolute standard of right and wrong. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. Call again next week as we consider another subject on Bible Talk.